Apple's having an event on May 7th. What do we expect to see? New iPads, maybe a new Apple Pencil, and more. We talk about it all on this episode of the Macworld Podcast. Be sure to listen in. Welcome to the Macworld Podcast. I'm Roman Loyola, here with Karen Haslam.
Hi.
And David Price.
Hello, Roman.
Next week, Apple's holding an event dubbed Let Loose. So what new products will Apple introduce on May 7th? That's the focus of today's show. We're going to talk about what's been rumored, what seems the most feasible, and what surprises may be in store. As I said, the event is on May 7th and will be streamed online. So you can watch it on Apple.com, on Apple's YouTube channel, and through the Apple TV app on your device or on the Apple TV hardware. It's at 7 a.m. Pacific time. What time is that in the UK, Karen?
3 p.m.
Okay.
Nicer time for us than usual.
Yeah, it's a more convenient time, I guess, for you. Although, I don't know if 3 p.m. is actually convenient. That's in the middle of the afternoon when you have to do things like run around and pick up kids.
Yeah.
Normally, we end up staying up all night writing about it.
That's so true. It's expected that this is going to be an iPad event. I mean, it's the announcement featured an animation with a pencil-like device and a lot of sketches that would be the kind of thing you would do on an iPad.
And Tim Cook said, pencil us in. That's a clue, I think.
It would be very disappointing if it was just a pencil, though.
Right.
<in measure. laughs>
But it would still cost $79.99.
7 a.m. to watch a pencil presentation. That would be...
Yeah. So it's an Apple Pencil, right? And iPads, because at the moment, iPads are the only thing you can use with an Apple Pencil. And we were talking about surprises before. If they said, we've got a new Apple Pencil and it works with an iPhone, now that's probably not going to happen, to be honest. I've just been writing an article. I'm trying to work out the timings. I don't know if it will have been published by the time this comes out, but it's about the surprises that could happen. I hadn't actually thought that I should put that in. There's probably only going to be two iPads, right? One of the things I said is, it would be a really big surprise if all four iPads got up there. I think it's probably only going to be two. Are we agreeing on that?
I find it strange. I mean, I think, yes, probably it will just be the Air and the Pro. And that's Apple not wanting to steal their thunder or whatever, or put cheaper iPads on sale at the same time. But to be honest, the iPad Mini is like, what did I say, 32 weeks old or something at this stage? I mean,
2021.
I worked it out earlier. It's about 30-something weeks, months, I mean. And so it's gone a long time. It's the only, all the other iPads were updated in 2022. None at all last year. So it's not as if all the iPads don't need to be updated. If they only update the Pro and the Air, it will be simply because the others aren't that important to them.
You remember what they did? I think they did it maybe once or twice, was they put the iPad Air and the iPad Mini together. And they did them as a little group. And then they did the Pro and the iPad, standard iPad, separately. Because the Mini and the Air kind of go well together because they each have something to offer that the normal iPad doesn't, but they're not as expensive and fancy as the iPad Pro. But if they're going to do the iPad Pro and the iPad Air together, the problem is kind of what you're saying, that why would you buy the iPad Pro when there's an iPad Air that's come out that's just as new?
Yeah, and especially if the rumors are true, we're going to get a 12.9-inch Air. Why on earth would you buy a Pro? What you're paying for is the faster processor.
Yeah, we could get into the weeds of display technology, but the iPad Pro is supposed to get OLED, and the iPad Air was rumored to get mini LED, which is what the big iPad Pro currently has. And if they do that, I'm not sure most people would think, oh yeah, OLED is better than mini LED, I'll pay an extra, I don't know, $300 for that. I'm not sure that's going to convince many people. So they're just going to buy the iPad Air, although now the rumor is that the iPad Air is not going to get mini LED. Nobody seems to be exactly sure, but I'm concerned that bringing those two things out together is going to make the iPad Pro look not very appealing.
Maybe it's very much a creatives, but a focused event, because the, you know, the illustration was all about, it's clearly about art, and like one of the huge markets for the iPad is the creatives, in which case you're looking at a new pencil just for them and new iPad Pro. And maybe we don't even see the Air.
So the new Apple Pencil we're expecting is supposed to have a whole new gesture, a squeeze gesture. I still don't really understand how that's going to work unless it's like squidgy. Can you have a squeeze gesture and not be squidgy? Anyway, I'm not sure how it works. But if that's what's new, then of course, then they can immediately say, well, would it be third gen Apple Pencil only for iPad Pro? And then that's kind of part of it. And lastly, there was talk of a new Magic Keyboard as well. So quite often what they do with the Pro is that they sell it through the accessories and they say, it's the only iPad that works with this keyboard and with this Apple Pencil. And that nicely means that the people who have a lot of money end up spending even more because they buy the keyboards and the pencils. And
an iPad Pro with a keyboard costs more than a laptop. Why would you buy an iPad Pro and a keyboard?
It doesn't make sense. Screen MacBook. I was half joking. I said because there's no touchscreen MacBook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't think there should be a touchscreen MacBook. I'm a bit funny like that.
The kids today, you know, they're all used to using touchscreens, so they don't understand why my Mac doesn't have a touchscreen. You know, they're just used to that. Mind you, they're always putting their fingers on the TV for the same reason. But, you know, this generation is growing up with touchscreens.
Yeah, I'm not sure Apple is very good at speaking to that generation. I think they've got quite used to speaking to hipsters in their 30s with a lot of money. I'm not sure Apple is really a youth brand, but maybe I've got that wrong because, you know, I'm the same as you. I'm a parent. I'm not down with the kid very much. So did you see that some of the pictures on the little animation, they look like musical, like a clef. You know, when musical notation, there's the treble clef and it's got that little sort of squiggle and it looks like that's one of the things. And that's making me think, is there going to be a musical dimension to this event?
What about if the HomePod came out of an iPad screen?
Yes. This is in my article, Karen. We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. HomePod needs a screen. Needs one. I use my iPhone to control my HomePod with. It's ridiculous.
Siri on the HomePod is not good. It's a disaster, and I hate doing it. No, I control my HomePod with my iPhone as well. And it sort of disconnects itself, doesn't it? Like if you're playing it for a while, then it will suddenly decide that it's only available on Siri and it's lost the connection to your iPhone. Mm-hmm. And it's just really annoying. So I'd like a HomePod with a screen. I'm trying to make sense of this tagline, right? Let loose. I can't get any pun out of that. I don't get the pun.
I mean, obviously, at first glance, I just thought that's all about creatives. It's about drawing, creativity, let your creativity loose. And it's earlier today, I was thinking, like, who is the target market for the iPad? Who's buying iPads? And it's got to be a lot of artists who are doing all their digital art. And then kids, because kids want to watch YouTube or whatever on the iPad, you know. Maybe some people read books on it. You know, and then obviously you see iPads around, don't you? You see them in restaurants where they're taking your order on an iPad, or you see them, I don't know, I saw one recently, where was it? It gets used in the it was at the dentist, that's where it was. They were doing all the bits and bobs on that. So there's obviously a professional reason to buy an iPad. Do you remember when iPads came out and everyone was like, oh, you know, tablets are going to take over from PCs and Macs and we're all going to be using tablets, and it hasn't really happened. They're giving a whole event to these, to tablets, basically. And I'm not convinced that really what they were supposed to be.
I agree. I think the people that are buying iPads are baby boomers. My kids do use iPads, but that's because I have old iPads that I've reviewed. It's the only thing I'm willing to give them. I'm not going to give them a Mac. So it's all right. But generally, the people that buy iPads deliberately that I know are like my parents' generation, my in-laws. They love sitting on a sofa. And they go, oh, who's that in the crown? And they'll look it up on Google, and while they're watching television, and it boots instantly, so there's no faff, and there's no sort of technical worries about it. It's very accessible. But when you use an iPad like that, you don't really need to upgrade it because you're just doing very light use. You're checking your email, you're watching iPlayer, you know, you're doing this stuff that you don't need an iPad Pro for.
it's a good thing that iPads don't need to be updated often, because, you know, Apple will support the last three operating systems. Most iPads will still run the last three operating systems. I mean, you get like 5 to 7 years, don't you, basically, before I've got an old iPad mini somewhere. And the other day I realized I can't even install YouTube on it, but you can still use the web to get YouTube on it. It's things like that. Obviously, you stop getting security updates. That's the reason to upgrade, but that's still like 5-7 years down the line. People don't regularly update like they do with their phones, perhaps because their phone gets used a lot more. I mean, it's the same with Macs. We don't update our Macs that frequently either. So in a way, it feels a bit like, well, it makes sense that only updating iPads once every couple of years.
It seems pretty clear to me from the invite for the event that it's going to have a creative focus. So there's going to be a large, I guess, section of the event for the iPad Pro that's aimed particularly at creative professionals.
They like that market, don't they? It's their sort of original market. It was always the sort of creatives and the Mac and everything else. So, you know, they want to show they've got them creatives again and keep making this product for them. And I know that there are digital artists who use the iPad.
Let's talk about some of the things that are rumored based on product. So the iPad Pro, we talked about the display and how it's rumored to have a technology upgrade from mini LED to OLED. Do we have any idea what kind of processor, what kind of chip the iPad Pro will have? It currently has an M2, so it seems like an M3 would be in the works.
That's supposedly it's going to get an OLED screen and an M3 processor, and the iPad Air is going to get an M2 processor and maybe mini LED, but probably not. We're now thinking.
Hi, everyone. I'm making this comment during the edit of the podcast. We recorded the podcast on April 26th, and on April 28th, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reported that the iPad Pro could feature an M4 chip. The M4 chip is kind of a big deal because Bloomberg reported previously that it will have a big AI focused. It will incorporate some enhanced AI capabilities. And so we could see a big AI push for the iPad Pro during this event on May 7th. Okay, let's continue with the podcast that we recorded on April 26th.
So between those things, I don't really see how big of a sell Apple can make out of it. So there must be like a physical redesign, maybe, of some level, but I haven't really heard anybody saying that's likely to happen. Well, so,
isn't there a rumor about the camera on the iPad Pro moving from portrait to landscape? Isn't that the case with the iPad 10th gen?
Yeah, so Apple started that on the standard iPad, and it hasn't yet done it on any of the others, even though it's clearly the best way to do it. And the theory was that the place where you put the camera would be where the pencil would connect and you know, charge and so on. And so it's complicated with the componentry and fitting it in there. And it was easier just to do it on the standard iPad. But like with a lot of things Apple does with the iPads, because they're staggered, they come out at totally different times. So whichever one has come out more recently generally makes the rest of the range look rubbish. Like I remember the iPad Air didn't get updated for a long time before it came out in 2022. And it was clearly the worst model in the range. And then they brought a new one out and suddenly it was the best in the range. And it would be much easier if Apple would bring its iPads out at the same time. So you could just go, okay, the range, here's the range as it is. This is why part of me is kind of hoping that they will go, let loose. We're going to let loose. Here's all the iPads. And it would be sensible. And if then they could establish maybe a 2-yearly refresh cycle. So we all know what's going to happen. Whereas at the moment, like, who buys an iPad at the moment when you don't know when the next one is going to come out, right? I mean, this must have affected the sales.
Yeah.
I know iPad sales are not good.
Yeah, I mean, I think tablet sales are in decline anyway, but I think I looked it up earlier and I think Apple was down like something like 11% last year on tablets, like year on year. Yeah. And it was even worse than that in the final quarter. But by that point, yeah, like you say, everyone was just thinking, well, they're going to be updated.
I think predictability is good. I guess Apple doesn't. It likes to spring surprises. But if you know when the next model is going to come out, then yes, the 2 months before it does come out, people don't buy. But then they feel secure in buying the previous 10 months. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows when a new iPhone is going to come out, but Apple still sells quite a lot of iPhones. So that seems to work.
So there's also a rumor that You mentioned a new Magic Keyboard. There's a rumor that Apple may release a new Magic Keyboard that resembles more like a MacBook type style keyboard. So I think with an aluminum frame or casing or something like that. I don't know how that would work, but have we heard whether that would be for the iPad Pro or for the iPad Air, or has that even been clarified in any of the rumors? Have you guys heard that rumor?
I've heard the rumor. I don't know which models it would apply to, but logically Apple would find some way to make it only for the iPad Pro. Like, we've been talking quite a lot about the problem Apple has with the iPad Pro, which is it has other iPads that are cheaper. So it's constantly trying to find ways to make people spend extra on the iPad Pro, and by introducing some little connector or whatever, and go, oh, this is how you use the new Magic Keyboard. You have to have the special Pro connector. I don't know. I mean, it would be a shame in a way, because if you had the iPad Air 12, the 12.9-inch model of the iPad Air, it would be really nice to fit that into it, you know. A nice new Magic Keyboard that makes it look like a MacBook. But my suspicion is that they will find a way to make it only for Pro. Only for Pro.
Yes, a premium.
I don't know. Is that cynical? Maybe they will launch some new software that is intended to harness the M3 and the presumably higher RAM allocation in the Pro model. I don't know. But they always keep doing this with the little extra features. And I think the OLED screen, they will probably spend a lot of time talking about that and how much better it is and how much better performance with the Apple Pencil it gives.
In my head, the iPad Pro is for creatives. It's for artists, because they're the only people who need an iPad that has the extra power and the extra oomph and the better screen and everything else. But that is not the same category of people who need a keyboard, who want to pretend their laptop is their iPad is a laptop. Those people, probably the Air appeals more. That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, the iPad Air then becomes a sort of even smaller MacBook Air, a 12-inch MacBook Air or whatever. I still can't get over this whole idea of, like, why do I want to turn a tablet into a laptop for more money than a laptop costs? And that's my problem with the Magic Keyboard, because I just think, well, why not just get a Bluetooth keyboard? Why on earth do we need to have a fancy keyboard that just turns, that has a stand included?
Well, flexibility is the sell, I suppose, is that people love MacBooks, but if you have a MacBook that has the ability to dismantle and become just the screen for when you want to do that, I guess that's the sell. Like you were saying at the beginning about one day people will only have an iPad. That's what we all thought was going to happen. But a lot of people don't have an iPad. They just have a MacBook and a phone. You know, imagine a situation in which you had to only have one device. Then I guess what you would have is an iPad with a detachable keyboard, right? So it's essentially a MacBook most of the time, but then when you need to, you take it off and you go and sit on the sofa. And it's not quite as nice as a phone, but...
In David's scenario, the iPad is basically the best compromise between the MacBook and the iPhone. So that's why you would pick it, I guess. Let's talk about the iPad Air. So the big announcement seems to be that they're going to introduce a bigger sized one, a 12.9-inch one that's kind of essentially a non-pro version of the 12-inch iPad Pro. Is Apple seems to have this pattern now of wanting to fill certain price points and size points. They do that with the Mac. They've done it on the iPhone. And I guess they feel like having a bigger iPad Air kind of fills out that iPad lineup now. So there's a choice at almost every price point now. So if you can't afford the bigger iPad Pro, but you still want a bigger iPad, hey, well, now we have the bigger iPad Air.
By making it cheaper to get a 12.9-inch iPad, they're going to, obviously, fewer people are going to buy the 12-inch iPad Pro. But we could have said the same thing about the Plus, the iPhone 15 Plus or whatever, and said that would mean fewer Pro Maxes would be sold. And that is probably the case, I would imagine. But obviously, the iPhone Pros offer so much more than the standard iPhones. I'm just not sure that the iPad Pro offers enough more.
And the thing with the iPhone Plus, the iPhone 14 Plus, that was the one they brought in. They brought that in, but they got rid of the there had been the iPhone 13 mini. So there were still only four SKUs, four, you know, configurations. It wasn't excessively confusing. With the iPads, we're always writing articles about how confusing the iPad range is and how nobody knows which one to buy. Like I write about iPads a lot, and I don't really know which one to recommend to people. And so somebody that's not immersed in this ridiculous world that we're in has no chance of knowing which one to buy. I think that this is a bad idea. I think what unless what they're about to do is to get rid of the iPad mini and get rid of the standard iPad and just have, this is my plan for Apple, is just to have an iPad Air and an iPad Pro. That's it. And then you make the iPad Air a bit cheaper, you announce a price cut or whatever, but it also has a larger model. Maybe it could even have a smaller model, which is the equivalent of the iPad mini, but it's just two brands, iPad Air, iPad Pro. Having a model that's just called iPad is really confusing, right?
Oh, that's not so just annoying. Me.
You know, the Steve Jobs thing was, we don't give people choice, we tell them what they need, and it's good, right? But that's got lost somewhere along the way, and now they're trying to, as you said, Roman, they're trying to fill every price point, every possible form factor. I don't think that's the way to do it. I think you just go, right, well, let's keep it simple. There's a...
Tim Cook is notorious for being a numbers guy, and he must have seen some data that showed that some customers were not making a decision because certain price points were not being filled. That's the only thing I can reason why Apple has done this now. And Tim Cook must have seen something, some data that tells him otherwise, or was persuasive enough to change that philosophy.
So what they can do is get rid of the iPad and keep the current iPad Air on in its place. So you've got your cheaper price point for a starter iPad, and, you know, maybe update the iPad mini because it's small, but get rid of the iPad, have an iPad Air, but the previous generation, just like they do with the phones.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense. Yeah.
I like that.
We've sorted it out for you, Apple. Don't worry. We'll take over.
We fixed it.
On the point about differentiating the products, have we heard anything about the cameras in the iPhone? Because that seems to me like a point where they can make a big differentiation between the Pro and the Air. You put a better camera in the Pro. But we haven't heard any rumors about it.
There was always a big debate about why anyone would take a photo on the iPad, wasn't there? I think now people are sort of maybe using it more. And obviously the big thing with the iPad is using it for FaceTime. An iPad is a bit of an unwieldy camera to use if you're actually trying to take photographs or even video, whereas at least the iPhone can fit in your hand comfortably.
Kind of doesn't need a rear-facing camera. Like, they offer one now, so they can't take it off, but they shouldn't really bother upgrading it. It's all about the front-facing camera and moving it to the side, as we discussed before. But I'll be honest, Robin, I haven't heard any rumours about upgrading the hardware of the camera. I've only heard that they want to move it. You know, and you're right, that is a potential point of differentiation, and it's one of the big points of differentiation with the iPhones. You only use the front-facing one, you use it for video calling, that's the main thing you use it for. Does it need to be any more powerful than it already is?
Yeah, and if you were to upgrade that rear-facing camera, you'd have to go with a bump. And can you imagine an iPad with a camera bump? I don't think that would work.
You put it on the table and you type on it or whatever, don't you? So you wouldn't want it wobbling about.
If you had it in the keyboard we're talking about, that's how it would. That's how they'd sell it. They say it doesn't matter about the bump because it's always going to be. But you don't always buy a keyboard stand. It doesn't sound very nice to me. But I'm amazed that they still have bumps on the iPhone. I thought they'd have had to get rid of them years ago, and people have swallowed it. I just thought, oh well, I'll have to get a case then.
Have we heard any other rumors about the iPad Air other than the larger size coming and the display? We haven't heard anything about colors or storage or anything like that.
No, I'm not sure we have. I think the iPad Air is going to be, I think they're going to try and play it down because they'll want to sell the iPad Pro.
But that is the thing, isn't it? The iPad Air is the one where you've got the fun colors. So it's a bit like the iPhone 15, you know, comes in fun colors, whereas the Pro comes in more sort of professional, you know, silver and stuff like that. I would be really surprised if after this event they're still selling the iPad 9th generation, which is the only one still to have Lightning, because aren't we coming to that point in time when they're supposed to stop selling products with Lightning? You know, that European directive, I'm pretty sure, was sort of April or May or something like that. And I mean, they're already selling it, so they might not have to discontinue it because they were selling it before this happened, but they might take that as a reason to remove it.
Oh, they might just use that as a way to...
Yeah, and if they're having an iPad event, how many times have we had an event and afterwards you turn on the store and various products have vanished?
Okay, USB-C, I'm gonna springboard off this, Karen. AirPods Max, still Lightning, hasn't been updated in 3.5 years.
There's your treble clef.
Treble clef, music.
New AirPods too, yeah.
Yeah. Let loose, you know, like the old iPod adverts, you know, people dancing around, all that. Yeah, I hate the AirPods Max, so I think there should be a new pair of them.
They are like 4 years old now, is it? Something like that.
Yeah, it was December 2020. They don't have USB-C. They don't have lossless audio. What's the one other thing?
Be embarrassed.
They're not very good. And yeah, that's it. They haven't got an H2 chip. And so Apple has brought out all these products since then, like the Beats. Go on, Roman. Beats Studio Pro. Are these the ones that, our colleague Jason reviewed?
Yes.
Anyway, they're quite similar in style and design to the AirPods Max, but they're clearly better in every way, just because they're newer and they're, you know, they're cheaper and they're lighter and they have an H2 chip and they have, I think, USB-C connection and they do lossless audio, I think. So it's just sort of embarrassing, like when Apple didn't update the iPad Pro for a long time, when it didn't update the Mac Pro for a long time, when it has this top of the range product that's so old that it's got really outdated standards all across it. It needs to be updated, right? So I think, particularly with, as Karen says, the European directive looming, maybe we'll get AirPods Max at this event. I definitely think we'll get some this year. It's just a question of timing. That'd be a nice surprise, wouldn't it?
It's hard to believe that this event is strictly going to be iPads and even just two models of iPads, because we haven't heard any rumors about the standard iPad and the iPad mini, even though they're due for updates. Maybe Apple will update them.
Like I said, the iPad mini, like 32 months or something like that. It has just been an awful long time. And last time they took that long about updating the iPad mini, we all thought it was going to be discontinued. So it's not the first time it's been neglected. Yeah.
So Apple could update those products. It's just whether it's going to be at this event or not, we don't know that for sure. Adding AirPods to this event would be a nice little complement to the iPads. It doesn't seem like AirPods Pro is due for an update, because they just updated that when was it?
Yeah, in September they gave it the USB-C, didn't they? So nothing else really changed. I think it was just a dust proofing or something.
But the rumors say AirPods Pro not till 2025. But yeah, the normal AirPods are supposedly going to split into two models. Like Karen said, one of them cheaper, one of them with active noise cancellation. So that's supposed to happen this year. We're supposed to get two normal AirPods models this year and one AirPods Max model this year, but no AirPods Pro until 2025. That's if you go by the rumors. Sometimes they get it wrong. But those same rumors say that the AirPods Max won't come until the fourth quarter of this year, which would be a shame, and also probably alongside the iPhone 16, I suppose. Yeah. I would rather have it now because it's very outdated and sorely in need of an update.
What else? Any other products you think, or any other event surprises? Are we going to see Mother Nature again? Or
God, I hope not.
We looked it up, and we think that the last time Apple had an event in May was in 1999. It's really confusing because WWDC was held in May that year. But other than that, it doesn't really do May because it's a really awkward month. So presumably it's only because the iPads were delayed and Apple wanted to announce them alongside the MacBook Air. Was that what came out in March? That was all supposed to be combined into one event. So that could explain, actually, if we do end up with a really boring event with only two products and an Apple, and an Apple Pencil, you know, with a squeeze gesture, then it might be explicable by saying, well, they were supposed to be MacBook Airs at the same time, but they actually came out in March.
The fact that Apple's having an event, though, and not just issuing a press release, there must be something. I mean, it could just think it's the most amazing company in the world and deserves an event, but surely there's got to be more than two new iPads if they're going to have an event.
You know, we say that. We've said this before, and then the event comes, and we're like, that was it? That could have been a press release. And then the opposite happens. We say, oh, that could have been an event, and then they don't do an event. So I don't know.
Actually, surprising things that they've done by press release. The Vision Pro, when you guys in the States got that, in February, I'm sure that they surely will announce availability for the rest of the world at this event, or at least like start by talking about how successful it's been or whatever, and then say it will be coming to Canada and Australia and UK and blah, 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 and give a date other than by the end of the year.
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if that was what Let Loose was all about? And the event was like 5 minutes long, and it was just them announcing that Vision Pro was going to be announced in international markets. And then Jim Cook has the headset on and waves bye-bye.
And all you guys in the East Coast, no, West Coast, get up at 7 a.m. for that.
That was it, Tim?
Oh. I kind of hope that is what happens. That would be really funny.
I kind of hope that happens, too. And then it's followed like at 9 o'clock by a rush of iPad press releases.
Yes. The press releases for us are awful, aren't they? Because we get no warning. It's just we'll be there, you know, working away, and then suddenly there's an email, and it's right. Panic station, and we're all trying to, you know, desperately hope that we haven't arranged a, you know, parents' evening that clashes or something, and we all have to try and cover it. An event, right. At least you get some notice. So this, maybe they're just being nice to journalists.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, for us, it's the beginning of the day, and we kind of ramp up for it. For you guys, it interrupts you. It comes out of the blue often. Well, that does it for this episode of the Macworld Podcast, episode 882. Thanks to Karen Haslam.
Bye.
Thanks to David Price.
Thank you.
And thanks to you, the audience. Thank you for tuning in. You can subscribe to the Macworld Podcast in the podcast app, on Spotify, or through any other podcast app. Do you have any comments or questions? Send us an email at podcast@macworld.com or contact us through X, that's @Macworld, or on Threads, that's @Macworld_HQ, or on the Macworld Facebook page. Join us in the next episode of the Macworld Podcast as we talk about the latest in the world of Apple. See you next time.